Pokrovitelj rubrike Dlaka v dlan je...
O, nov paket zame. Upam, da je to, kar mislim, da je. Ja, to mi deli!
Ljudje, lejte, končen ga imam! Icebreaker vibrator! To nov model, pa nove krogelce! Rdeče!
Nekateri nakupujejo pri nas le zaradi vrhunske ponudbe in priročnosti spletnih nakupov. Drugim pa je pomembna tudi diskretnost. Diskretno.com.
Marija, pomagavka, milosti božja, fujim, fejte bodi! Da ti navijo kucine po dlani pognale! Andrejček! Pa tuk priden fantak si bil.
Lepo pozdravljeni v rubriki Dlaka v dlan, kjer se bomo danes posvetili štirim TED Talkom. Če ne poznate zadeve, na strani TED.com lahko najdete kup enih govorov raznih ljudi, oziroma tako prezentacij na najrazličnejše teme, od čisto znanstvenih odkritij, ki so precej revolucionarna, do raznih duhovitih zgodbic in tako naprej. Skupno je le to, da pač gre za par minutno krajšo, interesantno predstavitev pred živo publiko. Ker so te zadeve na najrazličnejše teme, smo si mi izbrali ene štiri, ki se dotikajo tematik, ki jih naša rubrika obdeluje, torej pornografije in seksa. Pa potrudili smo se, da smo nekako tematsko pokrili različna področja, oziroma da smo šli od čist tako zabavljaških pa do resno znanstveno pristopaških zadev. Začnimo s to prvo. Diane Kelly je en govor naredila na temo penisa in njegove anatomije na način, ki do zdaj še ni bil odkrit oziroma obdelan. Gospa je bila najprej, mislim, da arheologinja, se je ukvarjala z nekimi fosili dinozavrov, potem pa je naenkrat začel zanimati penis in njegova struktura in v tem svojem govoru razloži, da se je z mentorjem pogovarjala tako, a bi to šla raziskovati, ne? Ker do zdaj, kao do tega njenega odkritja, je bil penis nekaj takega kot deževnik, kar se tiče anatomskega stališča. Ne? Torej, struktura penisa je v bistvu podobna strukturi vseh teh biti, ki imajo, mislim, da se temu reče neko hidroskeleton, hidrookostje. Torej, pač nimaš kosti, ki bi ti dajale strukturo, ne? Ampak imaš ene prostorčke, ki se potem napolnijo s tekočino. In pač, ko ta tekočina pride, je struktura vzpostavljena. Zdaj pa njo je zanimalo, zakaj recimo deževniki ali pa podobne zadeve, ki uporabljajo isti princip, zakaj so te strukture tako zelo fleksibilne, in je odkrila, da v bistvu so že v osnovi namenjene temu, da so fleksibilne, da se lahko upogibajo, stiskajo, krčijo in tako naprej. Ampak ob enem je pa opažala tudi, da v bistvu pri penisu to ni zaželjeno, ker mora biti pač za praktično uporabo vsakodnevno čim mehkejši, ampak v tisti svoji funkciji posredovanja sperme pa zelo trd in okoren in čim manj fleksibilen, zato da lahko pač opravlja svojo funkcijo. In je potem v bistvu dosegla eno precej revolucionarno odkritje in sicer je eno specifično strukturo tega, kako se križajo tkiva, ki je do zdaj bila samo v teoriji predvidena, pa se ni odkrilo nobenih bitjih, je v bistvu našla v penisu. Kar je zanimivo, tudi iz enih takih bolj družbenih razlogov, v bistvu skozi zgodbo povedal, kako je njen mentor pri tem doktoratu odsvetoval, naj se temu posveča, da pač najbrž ne bo ničesar odkrila in pač vse to, kako je pač raziskovanje penisa malo tabu tema in ne, kako lahko potem v bistvu ena znanstvena odkritja ležijo nekje pod predprogo samo zaradi družbenega obsojanja tematike ali pa kaj podobnega. Potem imamo Filipa Zimbarda, psihologa, ki ima TED Talk z naslovom Demise of Guys, kjer vleče zanimive sporednice med tem, kako so v zadnjih desetletjih moški začeli postajati vse manj uspešni na najrazličnejših področjih, od akademskega do poslovnega, in pa kako se razvija vedno več neke socialne anksioznosti, antisocialnega vedenja, kako v bistvu moški imajo probleme s komunikacijo z nasprotnim spolom. in potem poskuša to navezati na pornografijo in videoigre, ki bi pač naj na nek način pomagale povzročiti tako vedenje. Precej zanimiva reč, no. Ne morem reči, da se v celoti strinjam, ampak je pa stvar si vredno pogledati in malo pomisliti. Potem je ena malce napol resna, napol šaljiva predstavitev. Mary Roach je analizirala kup enih obskurnih analiz orgazma, ki so povsem znanstvene, in je nanizala 10 dejstev, ki jih naj ne bi poznali o orgazmu. Vmes so potem ful bizarne stvari, recimo debata o tem, kako naj bi ženski orgazem morda pripomogel k temu, da se sperma bolje absorbira v maternico, ker pač naj bi orgazmični krči pomagali spermo sesati v notranjost telesa, kar se je potem izkazalo po raziskavah za neresnično, vsaj pri ljudeh, ampak obstaja pa ta efekt pri določenih živalih, recimo pri prašičih. In potem med svojo predstavitvijo vrti en izobraževalni DVD, ki ga znanstveniki, ki se posvečajo oplojevanju živali, prodajajo kmetovalcem, tistim, ki vzrejajo prašiče, zato da jim v bistvu demonstrirajo, kako lahko samico vzburijo med tem, ko jo umetno oplajajo, da si lahko zagotovijo pač to, da bo oplojena in da bo imela čim več mladičev. In tista stvar je res dosti hecna za pogledat, no? Tako, ne vem... Kako bi rekel, prasica ima 4 erogene cone in pol pride v eno štalo in ima tam listek, aha, najprej jo moraš počohati tu, pol jo moraš tako, pa se jim moraš usest na hrbet, pa tako malo drgent, ker ne, da začuti silo, ki bi jo sicer od merjasca, potem moraš neki tu in neki tam in tako dosti zanimivo in do tega, da celo prodaja vibratorje, ki, ne, s katerim lahko stimuliraš prašiča. Potem pa še zadnji od pogovorov. Ja, mimo grede, preden zaključimo, vse te zadeve so na voljo tako na TED.com kot na YouTube-u in te posnetke z YouTube-a smo kar ostavili v prispevek, ki ga najdete, če greste na www.radiostudent.si in potem pod družba najdete Dlaka od Lan. Vse 4, ki jih danes omenjamo, videe imate spodi in si jih lahko pogledate. Vse skupaj vam bo vzelo komi kakje pol urce. Mi pa bomo za zaključek prisluhnili zadnjemu in najbolj šaljivemu pogovoru, kjer v bistvu ne gre za predstavljanje kakje nove teme, ampak sam zato, da Julia Sweeney, komedijantka, na svoj način predstavi situacijo, kako se je morala svojo hčerko, ki je stara 8 let, pogovarjati o ptičkih in čebelicah oziroma o tem, kako pridejo otroci na svet. To je bila Dlaka v dlan, sam še tej zadevi prisluhnemo in se vidimo prihodnji torek.
I have a daughter, Mulan, and when she was 8 last year, she was doing a report for school, or she had some homework about frogs, and we were at this restaurant, and she said, so basically, frogs lay eggs, and the eggs turn into tadpoles, and tadpoles turn into frogs. And I said, yeah, you know, I'm not really up on my frog reproduction that much. It's the females, I think, that lay the eggs, and then the males fertilize them. And then they become tadpoles and frogs, and she says, what? Only the females have eggs? And I said, yeah. And she goes, and what's this fertilizing? So I kind of said, oh, it's this extra ingredient, you know, that you need to create a new frog from the mom and dad frog. And she said, oh, so is that true for humans too? And I thought, okay, here we go. I didn't know it would happen so quick at 8. I was trying to remember all the guidebooks, and all I could remember was, only answer the question they're asking. Don't give any more information. So I said, yes. And she said, and where do human women, like where do women lay their eggs? And I said, well, funny you should ask. We have evolved to have our own pond. We have our very own pond inside our bodies. And we lay our eggs there. We don't have to worry about other eggs or anything like that. It's our own pond. And that's how it happens. And she goes, and how do they get fertilized? And I said, well, men in their, from their, through their penis, they fertilize the eggs by the sperm coming out, and you go through the woman's vagina. And so we're just eating, and her jaw just drops, and she goes, Mom, like where you go to the bathroom? And I said, I know. How we evolved. It does seem odd. It is a little bit like having a waste treatment plant right next to an amusement park. bad zoning. But she's like, what? And she goes, but mom, but men and women can't ever see each other naked, mom, so how could that ever happen? And then I go, well, and then I'm like, put my Margaret Mead hat on. Human males and females develop a special bond. And when they're much older, much, much older than you, and they have a very special feeling, then they can be naked together. And she said, mom, have you done this before? And I said, yes. And she said, but mom, you can't have kids, because she knows I adopted her and that I can't have kids. And I said, yes. And she said, well, you don't have to do that again. And I said, and then she said, but how does it happen when a man and woman are together? Like, how do they know that's the time? Mom, does the man just say, is now the time to take off my pants? And I said, yes. That is exactly right. Exactly how it happens. So then we're driving home, and she's looking out the window, and she goes, mom, what if just two people saw each other on the street, like a man and woman, they just started doing it? Would that ever happen? And I said, oh, no, humans are so private. Oh. And then she goes, what if there was like a party, and there was just like a whole bunch of girls and a whole bunch of boys, and there's a bunch of men and women, and they just started doing it, mom? Would that ever happen? And I said, oh, no, no. It's not how we do it. Then we got home, and we see the cat, and she goes, how do cats do it? And I go, oh, it's the same. It's basically the same. And then she got all caught up in the legs. But how would their legs go, mom? I don't understand the legs. And I was like, she goes, mom, everyone can't do the splits. And I go, I know, but the legs, and I'm like, the legs get worked out. And she goes, but I just can't understand it. So I go, you know, why don't we go on the internet, and maybe we can see, like, on Wikipedia. So we go online, and we put in cats mating, and unfortunately on YouTube, there's many cats mating videos. And we watch them, and I'm so thankful, because she's just like, wow, this is so amazing. She goes, what about dogs? So we put in dogs mating, and you know, we're watching it, and she's totally absorbed. And then she goes, mom, do you think they would have on the internet any humans mating? And then I realized that I have taken my little 8-year-old's hand and taken her right into internet porn, and I looked into this trusting, loving face, and I said, oh, no. That would never happen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Maria, pomagau, Camila, si boas, ja fui im feita body. Indetinau, io cuzine, putlani, pugnale. Andrejček, ma tuk priden fantak si bil.
Da nov icebreaker! Vrž mi ga dol sam za sekundo, tuk da ga mal, tuk da ga mal pošlatam.
Nekateri nakupujejo pri nas le zaradi vrhunske ponudbe in priročnosti spletnih nakupov. Drugim pa je pomembna tudi diskretnost. Diskretno.com